Blackstone Publishing presents Saddlemates, a Western Story by Max Brand. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. What's the grandest thing you ever clamped eyes on? Some of you may pick out a mountain or an iceberg sailing green and blue through somebody's midnight, or a river turning loose in the spring with everything that it had forgotten all winter. To others, it'll be a fine bull terrier or a great horse that seems the most smashing thing, or perhaps a hawk against the wind, or a tall ship. But of all the great things that I ever saw, that stops my heart beating and makes my eyes jump, remembering, there's nothing in a class with Slope Dugan. I'd been seeing men enough, for that matter. The hobos on the Southern Pacific in those days were men, all right. They printed their thumb marks and their toe marks, too, all over me. And they used indelible ink, blue and purple, for the job. I was a fairish size for a kid, but those shacks, they kicked me all over the map because I was trying to ride the rods or the blind baggage on the fast trains. Where the tramps left off, the station and the yard cops came in and carried right on. Any station cop could kill three hooligans with one hand, and one brakeman could handle any three tramps. That gives you a sort of idea of the measuring rod that was in my mind for the judging of men. But still, Slope Dugan beat everything that ever came my way. For one thing, I could see him stripped for action and inaction, too. That makes a difference. The shirt had been torn off him, and the electric light in front of the station house flashed on the sweat that ran on him as though he were covered with grease. Then he was up against a man that would have made a background for a whole mountain, 6 feet anything you please, and over 300 pounds maybe, with a short, curling black beard and the look of a fellow that would hit a thunderbolt on the point of the chin and bounce it back into the sky harder than it came. That was the Slovak. He was a man, all right, but he was nothing compared with Dugan. But I can't go about describing Slope to you. You've got to use your imagination some when I'm talking about him. There were 6 feet of him. He wasn't so awfully big, but inches had nothing to do with Slope. Bit by bit, he looked heavy, sluggish, and muscle-bound. But take him all together, and he swept into the picture like a racehorse moving. When Slope got into action, he was like a terrible machine. Something had to give way. I mean, if you've ever seen a hydraulic jack...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?